The March 11th, 2026 meeting of the Animal Services Facilities Advisory Committee. I, Mocha Anderson, open the meeting at 12:03 p.m. The first item is 26-0187, election of vice chairperson. Is there a nomination for the vice chairperson?
I'm willing to do it if there's not somebody else that is excited about.
I'll nominate Sarah.
Well, thank you.
I second Hannah. I, Hannah, second nominate.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Do we have any public comments on the agenda items? The first item is consent item 26-0188, minutes of the Animal Services Facilities Advisory Committee of December 22nd, 2025. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes from December 22nd, 2025?
I make a motion to approve.
Lacey, I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The next item is item 26-0189, minutes of the Animal Services Facilities Advisory Committee of December 29th, 2025. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from December 29th, 2025?
I, Sarah, make a motion.
I, Hannah, second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Regular agenda items, item 26-0190, consider discuss 2026 case data for McKinney Animal Services.
Good morning, everyone. So I just wanted to put together a little list here of the case types that we've run and how many cases we've run overall for the year. I do have our total numbers, and then I break it down just so that we can get a little bit of perspective into what the city itself, what types of calls we've been running for the year. So we've got 408 total calls for the year. That's from January 1st up until 9 a.m. this morning. On average, our officers, as we've had one serving in dispatch and one in training, we've had three officers serving in the field daily for 5 days each week, so they handle about 8 to 9 cases per day, or have been since January. Of those 408 total calls, 2 of those were animal surrenders, 8 of those were assistance of other agencies, so that can be assisting police, the fire department, city marshals, or other animal control agencies. Then we had 30 barking complaints, and then as far as bites or local rabies control incidents, we've had 46 total since January. We've had 2 cruelty cases. We've had 0 dangerous dogs and 0 dangerous animals. Difference of those is one is a dog. The other ones would be tigers, lions, bears, and I want to keep that at 0. The next we've had about 83 dead animal cases that we have served. We've had 9 dog-on-dog attack cases, 7 livestock cases, that's usually chickens. Running at large, we've had 64. We've had 79 stray cases, 2 tethered cases, 9 trap cases, usually for wildlife or feral cats, where we lend a trap. 33 welfare checks, that can be dogs in cars or at houses, issues at houses. And then 34 wildlife calls for the year thus far. And that's our data. Thank you.
Was that, was that up or down from last year? Do you happen to know?
I don't know, but I could take a look, and for the next meeting I can present the total so that we can see how it compares.
Cool, thank you.
I'm sorry, did anybody else have any other questions regarding the data before I walk off? No? All right, thank you guys.
Are there any board and manager comments before we adjourn?
Yes. Anybody else have anything they want to?
I heard a yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes. Lacey, what is the, you were gonna talk to us about ways that we might be able to help and things that y'all were doing for owners, not owner surrenders, but to decrease owner surrenders?
I think we need to probably table that till the next meeting.
Okay. Are there any events?
The one big event we have coming up is the 5K Tails and Trails, April 11th. Registration is open now for both participants and vendors.
Is there anything that we can do to help, like, I don't know, spread the word, or do you need help with this?
It's on the website. If you're a volunteer, you can, the volunteer signups are up. But yeah, sharing the post, we're a little late getting it out this year, so anything sharing would help.
Well, and it was really big last year and awesome. And
yeah, we had about 150 people last year. Right now we only have about 50 signed up. We have a month.
And I had suggested that we have a discussion about moving, about meeting more frequently. And potentially adding that to that, because we have to meet at least 3 times a month, but we're allowed to meet, or 3 times a year, but we're allowed to meet more frequently. And I had suggested or asked that it be put on the agenda so that we could have that discussion.
I can,
because I don't know if we can have that discussion without it being on the agenda.
So I can touch on that just kind of briefly. There's a couple factors that are tying into that that are still in development, which is why we haven't spoken on it today, but we will at a at an upcoming meeting.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Are there any other comments? I, Mocha Anderson, make a motion to adjourn the meeting at 12:10 p.m.
Lacey, I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.